Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. It's our NFL draft special for the 2023 NFL draft. Today, we're going to highlight Tanner McKee, quarterback out of Stanford University. So if you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And joining me, as always, over the last 6 months, the gentleman has really, really brought some real love and juice to 100 Yards of Football and covering the NFL draft from the 2022 season up to the 2023. He's very talented. I don't have to say no more. His work ethic is off the charts. He's a guy that I've learned a lot from, just scouting players. I'm going to be honest. I was just a guy that just read about the players, but actually watching game film and really studying and putting the hours in. I'm not talking about looking on the line or reading a book for 2 or 3 hours. This guy actually looks at film for like 10 hours a day. And he's motivated. He's driven. And I'm very proud and honored to have him on the show today. He's coming to us live out of Key West, Florida. You know I love him. He is Mr. Daniel Kelly, former scout with the New York Jets. Came under Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. I don't have to say no more about football minds in the National Football League history. My man, Mr. Daniel Kelly, how you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Mr. Turner. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine this morning. I'm kind of juiced, man. I had a cup of coffee.
Yeah, me too. I got the coffee right here. There it is.
Okay. If you like the video, please come in and share it. So, Mr. Kelly, tell us what you like about Tanner McKee, quarterback, Stanford University.
Absolutely. Well, there he is on your screen, and there's a lot to like about him and even more to unpack. Let's talk about him there. You can see him number 18, and look at the size of that frame. Look at that length, 6'6". 228 pounds. Now, I went back. I'm probably one of the only, if not the only, draft analyst on a national level that actually talks about the game film, is held accountable to the game film I watched. I don't shoot from the hip. I don't sing with the choir on these guys. In 2021, I went back and looked at games with McKee against USC, Washington, and ASU. And let me tell you something. It took me, you can always tell with the great ones right away. It took me literally about the first 59 seconds I stopped the video at 59 seconds of the USC game to say, wow, this guy has got it. I mean, everything after that point forward, the rest of the game film only served as further confirmation about what I was seeing. You talk about first impressions. Wow. McKee has greatness written all over him on the game film. I counted maybe what I would call 4 bad throws, maybe 5 in 3 games. Taking a look at him playing, this guy is a classic pro-style, big, strong-arm kid who's as smooth as butter throwing the football from the pocket. He wears number 18. Yes, he does have some of that to him. Yes, he does have some Peyton Manning to him in his body language, the way he carries himself and navigates pocket. And this is somebody also that has some Mac Jones to him. I mean, when I first looked at Mac Jones on the University of Alabama, one of the first things that stood out to me about Jones was his ball placement was precise downfield. I'll get more into that in a moment. You know, this guy on NFL mock draft database is a consensus third round pick. I don't know what anyone's looking at if they talk about this guy being a third rounder. This guy is a classic first round franchise type of quarterback. And let me unpack now what I like about him, because there is a lot. And let me touch on two is that FanSided had him, I believe, at number 18 overall, and PFF had him at number 6 overall. I'm often at odds with PFF, but I do see him somewhere in that range, being to about 15 to 32 in the first round is where I have him right now. In terms of what I liked about him, as I said, he's a pure pocket passer. He's a dinosaur. He stands in the pocket. He's got decent pocket mechanics, stands tall in the pocket. I love how downfield focused McKee is. He's downfield minded. What do I mean by that? I mean, he doesn't care about what's going on around him. I wrote him up for Jets Country. If you want to go take a look at the article this week at SI Jets Country, he's downfield minded. He's not focused on the footsteps. He's not focused on what's going on around him. He's downfield minded. His focus is downfield. I love that about him. He's got exceptional poise. He will stare down the barrel of the pass rush, and he will fire and deliver. He makes it look easy, and the guy is tough as nails in the pocket. He makes some wild throws from the pocket. He can fit the ball into some tight coverage, into some tight windows, as we call it in scouting. He's got excellent short to intermediate accuracy and ball placement. I want to stop and talk about this for a minute, ball placement. I'm not talking about completion percentage. I'm talking about accuracy. Ball placement's one of the most underrated characteristics in the scouting world when it comes to quarterback talk. Ball placement is putting the ball right where it needs to be, where only the receiver can catch the ball, and also putting the receivers in a spot where they can excel with the yards after the catch and pick up additional yards. A lot of these quarterbacks out there, Zach Wilson, for example, the ball's high, the ball's low, the ball's behind the receiver, the ball's over his head, the ball's all over the road, okay? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a Mac Jones type of ball placement quarterback that puts the ball, I mean, even the commentators were amazed. They were like, wow, that's incredible where he put that ball. He put on a clinic when it came to ball placement. And again, that's putting the ball in the best position for the receiver to pick up yardage after the catch. Phenomenal. Ball's right where it needs to be. He throws an easy ball to catch, which is another sign of greatness. Okay. He doesn't throw knuckleballs like a wobbly ball, like a Trey Lance. Okay. He's got a bazooka for an arm. This guy's got a strong NFL arm. But a thing I like, too, a sign of maturity is he doesn't just throw fastballs. He can also take some mustard off the ball and finesse it when he has to. This is a big league arm talent. He surveys the field well. He looks like an NFL quarterback. He's got NFL quarterback written all over him. He excels at throwing the slants, up the seams, and down the sidelines. He's got fairly good ball protection. This is something I've sat in Bill Belichick's meeting room when he's been preaching from his stand up front. I worked with him with the Jets. Belichick talked a lot about ball protection. What is ball protection? Not putting the football in dangerous spots where the other team can always intercept it or deflect it or bat it down or something like that. He's got good ball protection. Now, the things I don't like, yes, there are no tens, as Tony Rizzano said, the book I learned on coming up, Secrets to NFL Scout, there are no tens. Every single player in the world has deficiencies. What are McKee's? Okay, he's got average mechanics, play action fake, not that convincing. He takes sacks and doesn't throw the ball away. He loses yardage for his team. I want to see him throw the ball away and not take so many losses. He's got very average mobility, as I talked about. He's a dinosaur. He's not going to move around much. He's going to stand in the pocket. That's what he does. And that's fine if that's what you want. And now this is a big one, okay? And this is something I want to highlight because this is going to be something he has to clean up. If he wants to move higher than 15 in the first round, he's going to have to stop locking in with receivers. Tanner McKee has a tendency to lock in with receivers downfield. You can do that in college football, okay? You cannot make a living doing that in the National Football League. Those turn into pick sixes and turn into SportsCenter highlights if you lock in with receivers. He has got to become better at doing that. And also, I did not like his deep ball accuracy. It's not where it needs to be, which is why he slid into the 15 to 32 range for me overall. There's a lot to work with Tanner McKee. He's a clear-cut first-round talent, franchise type of quarterback. You know, right now he is bumping into my QB2 spot early on my 2023 NFL draft board. Of course, the Ohio State, CJ Stroud, QB1. Tanner McKee bumps in a QB2 position at this point. Simply put, this guy has got it. Your thoughts, Mr. Turner, on Tanner McKee, quarterback, Stanford.
When you think about Stanford University, you think about intelligence, high level, doctors, very accomplished lawyers. When I think of Tanner McKee, I think about Stanford's football history. Ernie Neville's, 1925. Bob Reynolds, 1934. Paul Wigan, 1955. John Brody, quarterback, 1956. Heisman Trophy winner, Jim Plunkett, 1970. Guy Benjamin, 1977, quarterback. Of course, the gentleman with the big teeth, horse teeth, John Elway, 1982. Brad Muster, 1986, Bob Winfield, 1991, Glenn Milborn, 1992. Tanner McKee has got an outstanding chance to join that list of all the All-Americans that's played at Stanford. Now, what I like about him, the first six games of the season that he started, 11 touchdowns, zero interceptions, 15 touchdowns on the year. 7 INTs, a 2-to-1 ratio. To me, that's NFL talent. 2,300 yards he passed in the games he started. FBI, football intelligence. Very high IQ. Powerful arm, just like I just mentioned, my man John Elway. But what I really like about him, you look at it offensively, Stanford going to return all their offensive linemen this year. Then he's got an excellent receiving core. Elijah Higgins, Michael Wilburn, solids as a rock. Then he's got a freshman coming in, sensational, CJ Hawkins. And most of all, what's going to make Tanner McKee better this year, he's got all this offensive talent coming back for him, right? But he's got a running back that's got some real loyalty blood in the family. I think his daddy ended up as the all-time leading rusher in the National Football League out of Pensacola, Florida. The Florida Gators, Dallas Cowboys finest, 18,385 yards, 164 rushing touchdowns. His name is Emmitt Smith, but his son, EJ Smith, is going to be the starting running back this year for Stanford, and he was a five-star coming out of Texas. And you know what? DK, Mr. Daniel Kelly, I can understand why you like Mr. Tanner McKee. He's got everything around him. So maybe at this time, going into maybe March of 2023, we'd be talking about him one of the top three quarterbacks in the draft.
Absolutely.
CJ Stroud, number one, maybe Bryce Young, number two. And this man knocking at the door, Tanner McKee. But what I more like about him, the confidence level. And this is what I judge. They say he was a very excellent leader in the locker room. Well, all you got to do for me leadership-wise, look at the QB rating. 93.9. Warriors come out to play! And I'm going to go back to one more key point. 15 touchdowns last season, 7 INTs, First six games of the season, 11 touchdowns, zero interceptions. That's to me, protects the football. Final words, Mr. Daniel Kelly.
Absolutely. You know, and you bring up a lot of great points about the supporting cast and the talent level he's going to have around him at Stanford. And there's no question we're going to be talking about Tanner McKee when it comes to the 2023 NFL draft. This guy is so much substantially better than Bryce Young. I can't even count the reasons, nor do I have the time on the show to talk about him. This guy is definitely QB2 in my mind. I dropped Bryce Young down to the fifth round. Now, what do I like about Tanner McKee? What I like about him is he has a maturity level to him. He makes it look easy in the pocket, which is a sign of what the great ones do at any position. Now, one of the most fascinating things I saw about Tanner McKee before we came on the show, and I have my Crucial Catch NFL hat on, I'm a survivor of cancer myself with testicular cancer my first year at the Jets, is Tanner McKee is also a cancer survivor. At 16 years old, he had cancer. He overcame it. This young man has an incredible maturity level to him that shows in the pocket, and he's also been through some big-time life events, as I mentioned. This is somebody with this size and this length and with this arm and with this ball placement. I mean, this is somebody who is going to go very high in the draft. He's going to be on every NFL team's radar this season. And again, the two things I want to see him clean up, if you're listening, Tanner McKee, if Stanford, if the fan base is listening, get this message to their head coach. I need, as a former NFL scout and an aspiring NFL GM, if I'm sitting in a war room, I'm talking to my owner, what I need to see is I need to see him not lock in with the receivers. I need to see him be more like CJ Stroud. I need to see him look off safeties and then fire back to another side. I need to see him stop locking in with receivers so much, okay? That's not going to work. Ask Trevor Lawrence if it works, okay? That's not going to work. And I need to see him throw the ball away more when he's under pressure and not take those substantial losses. Outside of that, Tanner McKee is an absolutely positively a franchise quarterback, and he's got it written all over him, and I'm excited to see what he has in this season upcoming.
If you liked the video today, please come in and share it. Special thanks to our producer who's making this thing happen behind the scenes, Mr. Logan Landis, by way of Alexander High School.
Thank you.
West Georgia. Down here in Douglasville, Georgia, 30 miles from downtown Atlanta, Logan Landis, our producer. I want to say thank you and God bless for making it happen this morning.
Absolutely. Makes us look great. Thank you, Logan.
My final words about Tanner McKee, quarterback at Stanford. 1985, I had just moved to Knoxville, Tennessee, and I was bumping this song, and it just bring out a lot of energy. And when I look at Tanner McKee, God is in this plan, because I didn't know Mr. Daniel Kelly, that he was a cancer survivor. So all I can think about is this. Shout, shout, let it all out. These are the things that can do without. Come on now. Tears for fears. Tanner McKee, quarterback for Stanford University, gonna shout, shout, and let it all out.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here on the platform of 100 Yards Football. I'm Vincent Turner. And a special thanks to the very talented, my man coming to us live out of Key West, Florida this morning with Norm as DK. My man, Mr. Daniel Kelly. Y'all be blessed for the rest of the week here on 100 Yards Football. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.